Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, Bob Bakian, Bob Bakian is our traffic reporter. I'm talking to Bob McGraw. Hey, Bob, you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here.
I'm sorry. Bob is with McGraw Industries and runs a charitable enterprise that certainly has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to charities over the last few years. You have a Christmas tree lot set up in Pasadena, and the money that you're making there is going to a lot of charities, including you've got a stage commenting on the Osama bin Laden situation.
Yeah, Phil, what we're trying to do is give people an opportunity to vent their anger at this Osama bin Laden and the outrageous comments that he made on the videotape. I don't think there's anybody in your audience that would countenance remaining calm in the face of these comments. This man has outraged, he has angered millions of Americans. We're trying to do something about it with our Osama bin Laden stage that we've set up, an opportunity for Americans, the people that come here to our Christmas tree lot, to pick up a fir tree that we have, 5, 6, and 7 foot firs, $20 to $50. All the money goes to charity, including the money that we make from our Osama bin Laden stage. We're very excited about it.
Yeah, but what you're doing is it's like a dunk tank or something?
No, this is way more sophisticated than a dunk tank. This is an opportunity, I think, for people to take out some very serious aggression against a man who has made more Americans angry over the last 12 hours than anybody I can think of. He has done things and said things that have spit into the tradition of the face of every American man, woman, and child. What we are doing with the Take a Poke at Osama bin Laden stage is letting people vent those aggressions. You go to the stage area, and this is part of what makes it different. It's not a dunk tank. It's not a place where you throw baseballs, Phil. For $5, you go up on stage with a dummy, and it's like a mannequin or something, and it's dressed like Osama bin Laden, okay?
All right.
It has the beard, it has the camouflage jacket, it has the white robe and the white turban, and this is for the men in the audience who are particularly angry. You simulate sodomizing the bin Laden dummy that is up on the stage for $5.
You're simulating what? I didn't hear you.
Sodomizing it. That's right.
Wait.
That's right, Phil. That is how angry people are.
You've got children at that lot, right?
Absolutely, Phil.
And you have men paying $5 to go onto a stage and simulate sodomizing the Osama bin Laden doll.
Phil, let me explain something if I could. This is Osama bin Laden.
You have children present, though.
Right. You're absolutely right. I understand what your outrage is about, but please listen to me. Any other time, it would be completely wrong. It would be completely wrong. And I would not countenance having anything to do with something like that. But this is Osama bin Laden. He is the most hated man in the world over the last 50 years, since Adolf Hitler. And so I think this changes everything. I think that in front of kids...
Yeah, this is in front of children.
I know how you feel, but this guy is absolute scum. It's okay to pretend you're sodomizing bin Laden because he is scum. Did you see the tape? Did you see the tape where he's laughing?
You're doing this in front of kids. It's a Christmas tree lot. There's kids. You got a stage set up where men get up after paying $5 in front of their wives and kids and simulate giving it to bin Laden sodomy style.
And let me tell you what, at the end of the day, a boy looks at his father with new eyes. A wife sees her husband as a man who's contributing to the defense of this nation.
An act of sodomy.
It's simulated, Phil.
What do you mean simulated?
What I mean for this, for $5, you get 3 strong hip pumps. For $10, you can thrust 8 times. And every...
So five... Well...
Phil, listen to me. Every man in America wants to look at themselves in the mirror and know they did what they could for their country. Some of us couldn't go, so we feel useless. This allows us to feel...
A sex act.
Phil, no, this is not a sex act. This isn't gay sex. This isn't...
Well, what do you call simulating giving it to bin Laden in the rear end?
This is justice. Didn't you see these tapes? Anybody that complains about this... And Philip, please forgive me. I got to question their devotion to this country.
You're not going to question my devotion to this country. I love my country, all right? I just wonder how appropriate it is, no matter how angry we are.
This is bin Laden, Phil, and the things he said on that tape, this guy's got to pay.
So you got guys, for $5, they get up on stage and pretend like they're giving it to Bin Laden in the rear end, and then they move on.
Then they move on, right. $10, you get 8 pumps. For $5, you get 3.
Well, there's a Mrs. Rosalia Salazar. You know who she is?
I know who the woman is, yeah.
Oh, you do? She complained to police that her son was being exposed to this.
Yeah. I explained to that lady that this was Bin Laden and this is different. She didn't get it. And again, you ask yourself, what kind of Americans are these? And it struck me. I got it. I said, she's a woman. She can't give it to Bin Laden that way because she's a woman and she's angry and she's jealous. And we get it. Well, a jealous woman isn't going to stop us. This is for charity. These are proud Americans speaking honestly about how they feel.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. He's over the Christmas tree lot right now. Where is this?
Where's our lot?
Where's the lot?
So we're over on Julian Walnut in Pasadena, Phil. And the Bin Laden stage area is set up.
1-800-449-8686. This is Bob McGraw. All of the money goes to charity, is that right?
All the money from the Christmas tree sale as well as the Bin Laden stage.
I just don't believe. I don't care how bad this guy Bin Laden is. I don't believe that you have a ridiculous display like this.
Phil, men who are not in the armed forces.
Right.
Men who are over here in America and can't vent their anger. This is a perfect way for a man to vent his anger. This is a perfect way for a man to get up and make the statement, I don't like Bin Laden. And this is a way American men express themselves.
Wait a second. Sodomy? This is jail sex. Why not take a bat and just beat the hell out of the Bin Laden?
Now, this is not a piñata, Phil. This is American. This is not Mexican. This is...
All right, so guys get up there in front of their sons, pretend like they're giving it to Bin Laden in the butt, and then their son looks at them proud.
Yeah, absolutely. Just as a matter of fact, Phil, to kick it off, I was the first one to get up there. I gave my $10. That's right. I opted for the 10 hip thrusts, and my son looked at me with wide eyes when I came back from the stage. Sodomy comes from the soul. And the men of America can't just sit on their rear ends and do nothing. I'm giving them the opportunity to ram the mighty sword for America right up Bin Laden. And I'll tell you something, we're going to make a lot of money for charity. Come on down. We're at Julian Walnut. We're in Pasadena.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Unbelievable. And this is the kind of, I don't know, it's a, you call it jingoism? In any event, at the Julian Walnut, there's a Christmas tree lot where you can get up on a stage for $5 and simulate giving it to Bin Laden in the rear end. For $10, you get 8 pumps instead of 3. And all of this goes to charity, along with the Christmas trees that they're selling there. It's the McGraw Industries Christmas charity contribution. 1-800-449-8686. There is one woman who complained to police that her son was being exposed to this, and I understand that Mr. McGraw is applying for a license as a private club. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
And I was watching Pulp Fiction with one of my older sons, and it was the scene where they're giving it to that, you know, the black guy and Bruce Willis has got the ball gag in his mouth.
I know the scene.
That's when I got the idea. And so...
So you got inspired for this idea to have a Bin Laden dummy up on a stage at the Christmas tree lot where guys can pay $5 to go up and simulate... giving it to him in the butt from Pulp Fiction?
Yes. Now, what we do, as you know, Phil, we've got actors that I work with. A lot of them are people who've worked professionally in Hollywood. And as the men come up on stage and are simulating sodomy with Bin Laden, the men backstage, the actors, will scream. So a man thrusts, you hear, ow, ow, that kind of thing. And all of this is just...
You know, this is an insane and disgusting thing to show a child.
Phil, this is about Bin Laden. And
well, that's your only excuse. I mean, you're saying because it's about Bin Laden, you can put this in a Christmas tree lot.
That's exactly right. You see the tape?
Yes, I saw the tape.
Did you hear what the man had to say? Did you hear what that guy had to say? This guy is deserving of our contempt, and American men want to know how they can help their country. You can help your country by coming to our Christmas tree lot at Newley and Walnut, buying a Christmas tree, giving your $10, go up on stage and nail old Bin Laden right there in the butt area. By the way, the actor will yell something like, "Ow, you're bigger than my camel." And,
all right.
Well, but the point is that...
What is it, comedic?
Some of it's funny, yes.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Pat on the Phil Henry Show. Pat?
I am sorry, Mr. McGraw. Any male, and I'm not going to say man, and don't you interrupt me. I am a mother of three boys that would never do it, nor would my husband, and I would stand up and fight anybody.
This has been Laden. It's Bin Laden that we're talking about here.
To tell you something.
You know what he did?
Bin Laden. Shit. You're just talking about something that you may get your kicks out of seeing and all, but any authority that would not come out and arrest you and any other man
for what
would do that in front of any other man or in front of children on a Christmas lot. You are not a Christian. You are not a good man.
I am very angry that
this is going on, and I can barely hear you, and
I'm
my phone
that
is
we
probably
offer,
going out,
we offer,
and you are not a man.
Ma'am, we
and
offer...
I hope
we
the
offer,
authorities will come out and arrest you.
We offer strap-ons for women. And,
oh, man.
Well, Phil, this
you know
woman...
What?
God.
You are lower than Bin Laden.
Wait,
I am an American, and I am a damn good American, and I would get up if I could and fight. And I know a lot of men over there, but you're not a man. And don't even try and pass yourself off as a man. You don't even belong to the human race.
No, wait, Pat, you're trying to tell me you've never put a banana in your pants to see how it feels. Is that what you're saying
to me? You got that.
Oh,
right,
come
Kirstie.
On.
And let me tell you something else. I wore white, and I wore it proudly. And I can't imagine any kind of a decent woman married to you.
So Bin Laden gets a pass because Pat thinks...
No, he doesn't get a pass. I tell you what. Somebody put him in the zoo, and I would hand out the knife to throw at him. And let him die
slow.
But something like you're doing in front of children.
Right.
No. You're not a man.
We got to teach children that these guys are bad.
You're right. We got to teach children that these guys are evil. But you know what? So are you.
I'm evil.
Do something like that in front of children, you're not worth a piece of dirt.
And I want to ask the question, too, Mr. McGraw. You say you're raising money for charity. Which charities?
Which one?
I would hope they wouldn't take it.
I want to know what the names of the charities that would be taking your money.
We are. It's a very good charity for children.
Named what?
Well, if the ladies...
The McGraw Foundation for his wife and him for kicks.
You know, lady, just because you weren't born a man, don't take it out on me.
I am terribly glad I wasn't married to a man, but I tell you, I am married to a man, and I have three boys that are men. You're nothing but...
Dumb. Ask your husband if he wouldn't pass up the opportunity
to
nail old Bin Laden in the rear. Sure, because what we are trying to do is to raise money for charities, and these are the people that are having so much fun.
Pay $5 and $10 for giving it to a dummy Bin Laden in the butt, and he's doing it in front of children on a Christmas lot. Will you tell him that you're a man and you wouldn't do it, and you served your country?
How stupid are you?
Stupid, sir. I'm trying to give a man a chance to serve his country that wasn't in the military.
It's on the radio. Turn that off.
Now,
my husband doesn't even want to. You're not even in the same universe as we are.
Oh, so your husband has never nailed a guy in the butt. Oh, come on.
Wait a second. Now what are you accusing people of? You out of your mind?
Look, you know, he was in the military.
You're out of your mind. Thank you, Pat, for your call. 1-800-449. I'm shaking. I'm so outraged that.
Oh, you're outraged. Oh, well.
Yes, I'm outraged at what I'm hearing.
So all of a sudden, Bin Laden's your favorite guy in the world.
He's not my favorite guy in the world. I'm just saying there are ways of making a comment beyond this. Here is Barbara on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
This man he's not a man, first of all. He's a pervert.
The last lady said that.
And he's a gay guy under this macho thing. He's queer. He's plain queer.
How come we got y'all guys
off on watching all this stuff? And to think that he would listen.
Look, lady,
I
got guys coming up.
I've made
$3,000 in the last hour.
And I'm ashamed that you're here, and you are not doing anything for anybody except demeaning our society.
What about Bin Laden? How come you like him?
It's got nothing to do with Bin Laden. Bin Laden will be taken care of on his own.
You bet. If you come down to our Christmas tree lot, he gets taken care of every 2 minutes.
Sodomizing a dummy. How sick are you, mister?
It's simulation.
I don't simulate me. You simulate something breathing, as far as I'm concerned. Your simulation is a simulation of a human being.
It's a simulation.
You know what you are? You want to go bury yourself.
All it is a dummy.
You're a lot less than that.
So
you're
other
a pervert and you're queer.
So
and you
okay.
get off on it.
Oh, I
and
see.
You're loving it.
So
and
if you saw
and
Bin Laden.
Hear it, the passion in your voice is not so much for Bin Laden, it's getting off on watching
these things.
Look,
it's
you
very realistic
sick,
when the guy simulates it for $10.
For
the actor comes
it's
over the screen, loudspeaker,
to do with
and goes,
ow! Bin Laden.
And that's what he does.
Is another story besides you.
Look at Barbara, if you bring your husband down to our lot,
and
I tell you what, I'll give him 2-for-1. 2-for-1, you identify yourself as Barbara from Pompano.
You know something? You know what?
We'll give you a banana.
Okay, look, you're trying to be a smartass now.
Don't insult me, you
piece of nothing. I'm not insulting
you.
I'm telling you.
What's the name of the charity again? You didn't tell me.
Yeah, really.
The
charity you're raising the money for, what's the name of it?
It's the charity for children who have, I can't read it. I know, I'm having a hard time reading it. I'm having a hard time reading it.
You're making it up is what you're doing.
No, ma'am, I am not. It is a charity for children with leg problems, the crippled kids.
Oh, the crippled kids. What about...
Crippled kids, watch what you do with your ding-dong.
My what?
Your
I said it's simulated, lady.
Your ding-dong.
I bet you'd like to see me pull it out, wouldn't you? You are sick. You are sick to suggest that I do that in front of kids.
How dare you insult me?
Look at, lady, if I were you, I'd go out.
You know what?
Every
if you were
back
me,
of every
you'd
magazine.
Be happy. If you were me,
12-inch size.
If you were me, you'd be happy. You know that?
If I were you, yeah, I'd be happy because I know that I don't have long to live. Charity.
Look at me. You know, face it.
I'm a gay guy. I think you're a gay guy. What do you think of that?
No, you're not gay.
Look at you fantasize about sporting your own timber.
Sickness up.
Charity for children that don't have no Christmas. That's the name of it.
What?
Oh,
it's the charity for children that don't
have
no Christmas.
You know.
Hey, Barbara, tell you what. Don't you think it's early bird time down there in the TV room?
Okay, thank you very much, good Lord. What have you started here?
I wanted to come on your show.
You wanted to come on my show and promote a charity. And the next thing I know, you got a Bin Laden stage where you can poke him in the butt for $5.
It's simulated.
Yeah, it's simulated. What is this? You say you've made $3,000 in the last 12 hours?
I swear to God, Phil, we've made a bundle on this Osama Bin Laden stage.
So guys are getting up there. Boy, yeah, I can't wait to do that. Here's my $5.
Well, $10 you get.
Yeah, $10 you get 8 thrusts. And they go up there and they do what? And this is great.
Look, you're not going to believe this, but I've had at least, I'd say, 15 to 20 guys come back and bring friends. And
what's the kick, man? It's the sickest thing. It's like you're in jail or something.
It's good, rough jail sex.
Yeah, that's really neat. I'm going to take another phone call here when we come back from our break. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. As we talk to Bob Baking, our traffic reporter, Bob McGraw of McGraw Industries, who is having a Christmas tree lot with an Osama bin Laden stage. For $5, you go up on stage and simulate you know what to bin Laden. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
I got to tell you, Bob, we've had a number of people calling, including my superiors, who would like me to take you directly off of the air.
Well, Phil, I can tell you, we are raising money for charity.
Well, you're raising money for charity in a way that is highly offensive to a lot of people. You've got a Christmas tree lot, which is fine, and then you've got a stage where you have a dummy dressed as Osama bin Laden, and guys can, for $5, go up on stage and simulate sodomy.
That's a way for a man to express his anger at this scum who has...
We know how scummy he is. Now, I have to ask you a question. Is there a home version of this?
That was a bad idea.
That was a bad idea. For $59.95, were you selling a kit for home use that included a turban, a beard, a camouflage jacket, and a tube of KY? Is that correct?
Phil, that was a bad idea.
Yeah, because in the instructions here it says, you and your friends, one of them can play Osama, and you can get your wife to put the beard on.
We thought we could make some money for our charities. Keep in mind this is for charity. And keep in mind this is a statement against terrorism.
Against a home version, a turban, a beard, a camouflage jacket, and a tube of KY jelly, you and your friends can do it at home. This is gay sex.
No, it is not. Not anymore. Ask the guys in jail to do it. They're not gay.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll, you know, get on the line with them real fast. Here is Tom on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
My name is Tom, and I proudly served 28 years in the Marine Corps, retired after that.
Semper Fi.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yahoo!
Mr. McGraw, I'm a man, and you talk about how your son would look at you in different ways. Yes, because he probably thought you were some weird, sick, perverted pervert. You don't do that
about
to
what?
Kids. You don't do that to a dummy in front of everybody to see. If you want to take your revenge out,
are you feeling sorry for the
Mr.
dummy?
Mr. McGraw, why don't you be quiet? We've given you airtime. You'd be courtesy enough to give me mine, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. I just was wondering, are you feeling sorry for
Mr.
a dummy?
Mr. McGraw, can you shut your filthy mouth for a second?
My filthy mouth?
You heard me. You are nothing but moronic, sick pervert. If you want to take your anger out on Osama bin Laden, why don't you be man enough to join the military, go over there and fight for your country instead of showing kids nothing but anger and more hatred and perversion
and
everything else. I know you're from California. I knew Californians were different, but now you're really proving it.
You were in the Marines. You should call me sir.
No, I don't call a pervert sir.
Well, look.
You have got a whole different sense of values, Mr. McGraw.
I would join the military,
and I call you Mr. lightly.
Oh, so all of a sudden
Mr.
you're
McGraw,
a former Marine, you're feeling sorry for a dummy dressed like Osama bin Laden.
Mr. McGraw,
where did I go wrong?
Where you went wrong?
Why don't you shut your mouth and let me talk?
Why don't you say shut the sewer under your nose?
I said shut your mouth.
All right. Well, I'm just saying you should
Mr.
say
McGraw,
shut the sewer under your nose, Mr. McGraw.
I'll say it. Shut the sewer under your nose, Mr. McGraw.
Shut the sewer off under your nose, Mr. McGraw.
Thank you.
There's a lot of men out there that wouldn't even dare to do that, and if they saw their kids seeing it, somebody would come up and take you out personally. Drag you off to jail.
Take me out to where?
To jail, for one thing.
You know what I find disappointing, Tom? You call Clinton, sir, but you won't call me, sir. And
I'll tell you what,
what difference?
He was the commander-in-chief of the military. No matter what I thought of him, he was still the boss. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there. I got a home version of this.
The turban, the beard, the camouflage jacket, and the tube of KY... $59.
Nobody wants your home version.
Hey, Mr. McGraw, you know, I've heard a lot of things. A lot of things, but you take the cake. If my son saw me do what these dads supposedly have done in your Christmas tree lot, they'd look at me differently. They'd think, gosh, Dad, what kind of a pervert weirdo are you?
No, your kid right now knows that you feel sorry for a dummy.
No, my son...
All right, I mean...
Yeah, he did. He said he felt sorry for a dummy.
No, I don't feel sorry for a dummy. I feel sorry for you, and I feel sorry for the woman who's married to you.
I feel sorry for the dummy. You, Bob.
Oh, I'm a dummy.
Yeah, you're the dummy I feel sorry for.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, look at the talk show host. Got off a little cutie on me.
Well, I did. You're the dummy I feel sorry for. And what do you mean? Is he interested in the home version with the turban and the tuba KY?
Not even close.
It's $59.
No, he ain't interested.
No, I'm not interested. And Mr. McGraw.
Phil, what about you?
Well,
Mr. McGraw.
No, I'm not interested in it either.
What?
Mr. McGraw, are you married?
Am I married?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
I'm asking you. Are you married?
In what way?
Are you married?
Are you married? Are you that dense that you don't understand the question?
Married?
Yes.
How so?
Are you married to a woman or are you married to a man?
Married to a woman or a man? I don't understand the question.
Are you married? Are you married?
Oh, am I married?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm married.
To what?
God.
What are you married to?
My business, my career.
So you're not married to a woman?
Look, how do you think your son's going to feel when every other dad's packing up Bin Laden and you're not?
My
That's what I'm saying.
Be proud of
I think
me.
That he's going to feel very left out.
All right,
no,
look,
my son's
Tom, thank
be
you
real
for your call. What are you trying to do? Am I interested in the home version?
Well, you said you were.
I did not. $59. Let me go over here to Frank. Frank, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Frank.
Frank, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, listen. Phil.
Yeah.
Did you
want to talk to Phil
like
or did you want to
talk?
Bob?
How do you have a guy like McGraw on your show?
Wait a second. I'm trying to make money for charity.
A guy like him.
I'm trying to make money for charity, Pops.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You've reached the Philadelphia Phillies.
Right. Is this McGraw?
No, sir. This is John Kruk.
Is this McGraw?
No, sir, this is the Philadelphia Flyers Hockey Club.
Well, where the hell did they get a scumbag like you on the air?
You don't like hockey, that's fine with me. You don't have to call us, though.
I can't
What
believe.
Do you mean, the Philadelphia Flyers? Yes, it's McGraw.
Hey,
I'm McGraw.
Phil Henry.
Yeah, I'm
How
Bob
the
McGraw.
Hell
I mean, I'm
you get a scumbag like that on?
He called me up.
What a scumbag.
It's really easy. You pick up the phone and dial a number.
You know what you are?
What?
You're nothing but a scumbag.
Did you say I'm a scumbag?
Yes, you are.
Smile when you say that.
You're a big scumbag. They ought to throw you off of the air. You ought to be thrown off of the air.
I ought to be thrown off of the what?
Oh, you ought to be thrown off of the network. They shouldn't even have you on the air. I don't know what the hell Phil Henry has you on for. You're nothing but a bum. You're
I thought you said you said I was a scumbag.
The way you talk, you're nothing but a scumbag. You're a bum.
Well, what is it, a bum or a scumbag?
You're both.
Call me sir, Frank.
Sir,
and I'll call
the
you
hell
Frank.
Hell are you to call you sir? You're nothing but a pig.
Look, do you want the home
you're
version?
You're a slut. You know what a slut is?
A slug?
Yeah, you're a disgrace to the nation. A disgrace to the nation. They ought to throw you in jail and throw the keys away on you.
Is this Walter Winchell?
Yeah,
anyway,
quit
Winchell.
Being a smartass,
it's your
okay?
Ass, the way you talk.
Hey,
you're
are you
the filthiest guy on the air?
We got the turban, the beard, the camouflage jacket, and a tuba KY.
Yeah, you're 49. The worst. All you talk about. Why don't you go get yourself educated, you bum? You're nothing but a bum. I don't know how Phil Henry has you on a show.
Phil, how do you have me on your show?
Tell him I said so.
Yeah.
How does he have a bum like you on?
Phil, how come you got a bum like me on?
Well,
yeah.
My producer.
His producer booked me.
Producer?
Exactly. How old are you, Frank?
How old?
Yeah.
How old are you, you slut, you?
Slut?
Get off of the air. You're
I'm
nothing
17.
But a bum.
I'm
Hang
17.
Up,
and
I don't even want to listen to you talk anymore.
He called me a bum.
Oh, shut up. Thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
In the preceding bit, the voice of Bob McGraw was performed by me, and I played myself, and the people that called were real people who thought Bob was a real guy talking about a real Osama bin Laden tent. I got to tell you, in that bit that we just did, the last 45 minutes of radio, you heard perhaps the only radio show in America at this hour that's been able to engender any semblance of sympathy for Osama bin Laden. And we weren't even looking to do that. We just wanted to see how sick, or at least illustrate how sick some people will get and how and to what sick extent some people can go. But during that bit, I noticed that nobody wanted to talk about bin Laden. They wanted to talk about how sick Bob McGraw was. Well, there you go. That's what we do on the Phil Henry Show. And if you'd like to see us do this, if you'd like to actually see us perform it, get the backstage pass for our special webcast December 21st. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, goes all the way to 7 Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, 6 hours. You'll see the show prep process, and you'll actually see us perform the show, 360-degree live streaming video that you can pan 360 degrees. You control the action. You are the director. You take the feed, the 360-degree feed, and you scroll wherever you want in the studio or wherever you want in the office. Look at whatever you want as we perform our webcast. The webcast, technically, will be produced by Be Here, a phenomenal group of people who have come up with this technology, and there are people beating the door down trying to get a hold of it for a variety of different things, sporting events and the whatnot and the who not and who at. And they're donating their services, their technical expertise, their equipment for our webcast. Be Here. Great people there. Check them out on the web, BeHere.com. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Peter on the Phil Henry Show. Peter?
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
You got to stop doing bits like that last one.
Yes, sir, I will.
I almost wrecked my car. I was laughing so
Everybody
hard.
Everybody tells me this wrecking my car thing. I'd like to see somebody's car that got wrecked after they heard a bit of ours. Maybe people got home and beat the hell out of their car with a baseball bat. Do you think it's true that people almost wrecked their cars if they listen to this show?
I had tears in my eyes.
What was the funny part? What? Some guy
the funny
said,
part was
we have the home
the
version?
The woman you had on the phone that had the husband that got on the phone?
Oh,
that was just...
Oh.
That
oh.
was, I couldn't stand
I said
it.
To Janice, I said, you know what, that when she said to her husband, she got a man on here, wants to give it to Osama bin Laden in the butt, I thought I was going to come out of my freaking clothes.
That was good, Phil.
And then the guy comes on and goes, he's on the radio, go to hell. It was a marvelous, marvelous thing.
That was a moment right there, Phil.
I'm glad you liked it, brother.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Later.
Bye. 1-800-449-8686. Something's going to happen soon that I haven't seen since I was a kid. Something is going to happen soon that I haven't seen since I was a kid. I'll be able to actually see my own private organs after I lose another 40 pounds. No, I'm kidding. The thing that's going to be happening, NBC is breaking a longtime television taboo. Guess what they will be the first to broadcast in many, many years? Hard liquor commercials. Now, there's a few of you guys out there that remember seeing the old... You remember the Burt Bacharach and Angie Dickinson Martini and Rossi commercials? Do you remember the... oh, God, what was it? Now, we got beer commercials, but it's been many years since you've seen commercials for hard liquor like whiskey, bourbons, Canadian Club. I can't even remember. I can remember old cigarette commercials, but I cannot remember booze commercials. NBC, the first hint of the policy change will come this weekend when a public service message promoting designated driving will be sponsored by Smirnoff's Vodka, which will be appearing on Saturday Night Live. Now, if this is a public service message, technically they're not receiving any money for it. And you can't really call it a commercial. But, well, a public service commercial is a public service commercial. That's a commercial. Public service is free, and it is sponsored by a nonprofit organization. This will not be a public service message. Don't get confused. Public service means nonprofit. A commercial is paid for by the sponsor, and then they tell you whatever the hell they want to tell you. In this case, Smirnoff, don't worry about it. They're buying the time from NBC, and they are promoting their product, and they are going to be advising on responsible driving. Although beer and wine were advertised frequently on television, broadcasters have refused to hawk hard liquor for fear they'll be seen as socially irresponsible. The Distilled Spirits Trade Group didn't even bother making TV spots until 1996 when they began buying time on cable systems and at some local broadcast affiliates. The companies began trying this year to year, or began trying this year to more aggressively seek time. Now, I'm trying to find here somewhere in the copy the last time that a hard liquor commercial was seen on television. And you know what? They don't tell you. All they say is, for the first time in a long time, hard booze ads back on TV. Well, if you don't drink now, you soon will. Okay, here's David on the Phil Hendry Show. David?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, my boss loves your show. I just started working with him, and he just dies laughing. And we love the part about with the lady, you know, when she said, when you said, well, we can put a strap on for you. You know, oh, he died. He fell over in his chair.
Where are you guys working?
We work security.
Let's give a plug for the old business tonight, then. Security over at the Fleffinger Mall?
Close.
At the Strap-On Mall in San Antonio?
It's the Strap-On Mall at San Antonio.
All right, beautiful. All right, brother. Well, we're very happy that we can keep you fine guys company tonight.
Oh, yeah. And he listens to you all the time, and we love y'all.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Goodbye. So head over to the Strap-On Mall this Christmas. All right, here's Chad on the Phil Hendry Show. Chad?
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. You had said that this was probably the only hour in radio right now that people are calling up and feeling sorry for Bin Laden.
It sounded like
your little skit. It kind of did, didn't it?
It sounded like people didn't want to even, you know, I kept saying, well, this is Bin Laden. Yeah, forget Bin Laden. You're a pervert.
Right.
I'm going, but where else are you going to hear that today?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I think they were calling in and not sympathizing for Bin Laden, but for the children that would actually show up to this, you
well,
know,
that's
fictitious
true. That's true.
Christmas tree.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to
but
say.
But what was interesting was that they didn't even want to talk about Bin Laden and his horrific crimes. They wanted to talk about this guy and his simulation of, and you're absolutely right. It's horrific,
yeah.
And it's out of control, and no kid should see it. But compared to, like, 3,000 people at the World Trade Center, you know, I don't know. I shouldn't say anything. I should keep my mouth shut.
No, you shouldn't, because you entertain so well. You're awesome.
I don't know
what
the hell
I'm
saying. All right, man. Well, thank you very much.
Good stuff. Thanks.
Right. Any more people want to call up and kiss our ass about that last 45 minutes of great radio that we did? Just feel free. We're happy to go ahead and take the praise. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Winona Ryder was arrested for illegal drug possession and shoplifting clothing from a Saks Fifth Avenue boutique, according to Beverly Hills, California police today. Security guards at the Wilshire Boulevard store detained Ryder Wednesday evening after discovering her trying to steal numerous items of clothing, according to the police. Police arrested her and later found she was carrying narcotics, according to the police. She was booked on charges of grand theft and possessing pharmaceutical drugs without a prescription, police said, according to the police. I guess if you're carrying pills and they're not in the little bottle, you're in big trouble. How many people go outside of their home with their prescription medicine and you don't have it in the prescription bottle? Many of us do that. So that's... But, you know, you're Winona Ryder. You're famous. You got a career that's... You know, you were good there for a while, and everybody wants to get in on the act of ripping people to shreds once they ain't exactly like number one on the Hot 100, you know? What's the last thing she did that was big time? That don't mean she's a criminal. Ryder, who was seen stealing a Perry Ellis suit and a pair of men's Bruno Magli shoes. No, I'm kidding. She was released from custody Wednesday night after posting $20,000 bail. Max Buxbaum, Ryder's publicist, said the actress had no immediate comment on the arrest. Ryder is best known for playing ponderous, melancholy characters in movies. Ponderous? In movies such as Girl Interrupted, Heathers, Beetlejuice, and Reality Bites. Her latest starring role was in last year's satanic thriller Lost Souls, in which she played the survivor of a childhood exorcism. It's appearing now on pay-per-view. I haven't looked at anything on pay-per-view lately. I don't know what to watch. Is that Hannibal any good? I don't know, man. It's cool. I got to get out of my house and go to a movie. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.